Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Friday, October 10th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. I'm joined by some of our favorite people. We have the Historic Point Boss with us right now. We're going to be talking about some events coming up, going on at the area coming up around the corner. But first, I want to introduce our guests. We first have Joni Wolf with us. Joni, always good to see you.
Good to see you too, James.
Thanks for being here. And Mr. Mike Hittner with us. Mike, always good to talk.
Good morning, James, and everybody in Radioland.
Appreciate you being here, both of you, and all you guys put into our communities. And before we get into the Spirit Walk, which I love talking about with you, Mike, Joni, I wanted to go back and just rewind a little bit to the reenactment. No pun intended with rewinding to a reenactment. But how did that go? How did the event, how did it take place?
The historic encampment was this past weekend, and it was very well attended. It is an event that portrays the 1840s and the fur trade life in that time. There were people that they were making baskets. There were showing all of their...
There was a pie maker there for sure. I know.
Oh,
that.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? She was making a pie with wild rice. And she was adding honey and maple syrup to it.
And it's supposed to be just like pecan pie, though. I don't think Joni got a piece to try.
No, I didn't.
But it was well attended, and it seems like it was enjoyed by the community. I know I heard from a lot of people they enjoyed it.
And there is so much to learn. These people are so knowledgeable about that era, and so it just kind of blows you away when you start listening to them and seeing what how life was back then and how they had to live. And
I think what's a little different about this group, James, is that they do almost kind of a first-person reenactment, where a lot of we do is like third-person. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's a little different. To do first-person, you really got to be immersed in this stuff to be able to talk about, you know, what was going on, who was president, what treaties were signed, all this sort of thing, getting all that detail.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems like this group really had that down.
Yes,
they do. It was very enjoyable,
cool. Really good to hear, especially because I know at least one of the families that I talked to that went to it were asking right away, oh, will they do this again next year and that kind of thing. So I know that people are going to be excited about hearing about that and next year and all those things.
Yeah, and they've been doing, I think, about probably about 8 years now, I think. So it's been a regular event. Usually the last weekend of September, the first weekend of October usually falls about that time.
Thank you for that, Joni. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
There is always something going on over at this Tour Point Boss. You've all done a very good job. We've talked about this, Mike, about spreading out events and everything. It's hard for me to say what a signature event is, but boy, if you guys have a signature event, the Spirit Walk could be it. It is such a well-attended and well-loved in tradition.
I don't know where the name came up from because it's back in history there, probably 15, 20 years ago, but it, really... is a name that says it all, really, because it's not a scary event where people grab you or anything like that sort of thing, but it's eerie from the sense of these characters, a lot of times doing first-person, you know, characterization, and how they come on, tell the story of how they lived, how they died, sometimes a little gruesome, but that's, you know, that was the story at that time. But it's a lot of fun for our own people and also for the people that are doing it. We got people from community theater, at least three or four people from community theater and from different organizations within the city. And then also a couple of our own, two, three of our own people do it. So it's kind of a mix of everything. Kind of, I don't know when to say it, but because this came much before whodunit, but a little bit of, you know, the whodunit, Spirit Walk, you know, it's kind of amalgamation. And when you come to Spirit Walk, you'll see some of those people that were in whodunit. So, yes.
Right away, a big thank you to the volunteers and everybody that you know is able to put this on and work takes time out of their day to be a part of this one. Very similar to the other event, this Spirit Walk is an immersive experience. It's a really fun living, walking experience of history and you know fright, a nice fright, a family fright.
And it's you know we suggest for people that maybe have a little rougher time with or harder time with uneven surfaces to come early. Because then it's light outside and you can see good and everything like that. And when you go from place to place, because you're going to walk probably a good quarter of a mile before you're done.
In the dark.
In the dark later on, for sure. And they're always led by a leader that leads you with a lantern, and then you go from place to place, and then you view all the ghosts of the past and some that probably you didn't even know were on the way, and you will find out that they come out of almost nowhere to visit you. So yes, it's a very immersive experience. Hot apple cider from our own apple trees that were pressed at Harvest Fair, and you get some hot apple cider and get a little camaraderie. And our group that does the tickets kind of does a really good job of putting groups together, normally about 12 to 15 maximum in any one group, because some of the buildings have capacity limits and that sort of thing. And so it's a lot of fun. And when you're down there too, you know, if it isn't too dark, you can see the historic Wakely home and its reconstruction and how it looks now and that sort of thing. They're doing stone along the foundation and everything, so it looks really great.
Yeah. There is safety in numbers, so the grouping is really nice.
That's
really
better for everybody.
It's better for everybody. But no, I appreciate you mentioning the grouping things, because I was talking to my mom about this last weekend, and we couldn't place it for sure, but we're almost pretty sure this was the first event we as a family attended when we moved here in this area. I believe we heard about it through my grandparents, and we went to it, and had no idea what to expect. There was no, you know, we couldn't look it up online back then or anything like that, because I'm old, and we were here pre-internet. But we knew, okay, Spirit Walk, that's kind of my mom's thing. She gets into that stuff. This should be fun. We go down there, and it just fell in love with that area, fell in love with this area, really, and not only the history of it, but the people of it and everything. It was our first real good experience in this area, and something that we had never been a part of before. I mean, we're from the city. We're from Chicago, and they don't have anything like this over there, as far as living, breathing history and stuff. Great museums, but nothing like this.
If Joni and I went to Chicago, we'd be scared too.
Yeah. There's a similar to this Door Point Boss, the history sometimes is worse than the present.
Yes.
When it comes to things at this event and the fun of this event, one of the funnest parts of this event is if you've been to it in years past, it's the same as it was then as far as paying for the event, Mike.
Right. The price is the same. It's $5 for adults and $3 for students. Really haven't changed things. You've mentioned before, we try to make things as reasonable as possible so families can come and spend an evening or an afternoon, depending on what the event is, and not spend a fortune to do it. Our main goal has always been to make it affordable.
Yeah, it's so appreciated by the community and us around here and everything. It's noted, and we always like to make sure to note that. One of the other things I wanted to mention as far as tickets are for this, do you need tickets? Can you just come on down?
You just come on down, right, yeah.
Very cool.
And it's kind of first come, first serve. They'll put you together in groups. I'd say probably don't, since the last groups go out around 8 or shortly after 8 o'clock, don't probably come down later than 7:30. Otherwise, it might be hard to get a group to go out, you know, towards the end there.
Mm-hmm. And if you are waiting for the other groups to come back, because there's a bonfire, you can sit around and keep warm.
I think it's going to be 72 on Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I'm like, of all the years you guys have done this, I don't know if I've ever had to not worry about telling people to dress warm. Yeah. I don't know if I have to mention
freezing rain and everything else in between.
Certainly. Almost every type of weather has happened. With that being said, this event does take place in Wisconsin, so pay attention to the weather reports.
Sure.
You're making sure, you know, we all know it could change any second. But.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting this year. The people I've contacted to be the different spirits and everything, four of them wanted to be outside. No. I don't know. We got nice buildings that have stoves in them. We have buildings that have fireplaces in them and stuff like that. But for some reason, at least four wanted to be outside. You know, some of those community theater people, Steve Martin, Mike Edgren, they want to be outside. So.
Yeah, that's those guys. Yeah. The two men I've worked with many, many times, and that does not surprise me one bit. And a shout out to, again, to all the volunteers, all these people being a part of this one. When it comes to volunteering, Mike and Joni, are we looking for more volunteers for the event?
Always.
Okay. What can, if somebody is out there and they are interested in volunteering, what can we kind of tell them would to be expected of volunteering? Just kind of helping out, extra set of hands around?
Well, it just depends what you want to do, whether it's folding envelopes and mailing things, being secretarial, like writing it down. Joni does that for the board and everything like that, and the Citizens Committee. Any of those sort of things that you would like to do, if you want to be one of the characters down, the citizens of Point Boss, that's great too. But not everybody wants to do that, and so you don't have to do that. We have maintenance group that works every Monday and a couple days during the week if there's things to do. So we have things of cataloging things. I know we've got a whole bunch of new, especially ladies' costumes. There's some men's costumes that came into the basement of the schoolhouse where we keep that sort of thing. So when people come, they don't have to spend $250 in getting an outfit together. They can borrow some things to find out how they like it before they get really involved in it. And we got all a bunch of things that have to be cataloged and put out. So, I mean, there's lots of things.
We have a sewing committee also that meets at McMillan once a month, and we get together. Right now we're working on putting together a raffle quilt for fundraising, and we also could use help with writing grants, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I put a request in. I don't know if Joni's heard of it yet, but Robert and Mary Wakely's bedroom, when everybody tours, doesn't have any curtains on it, and Robert and Mary Wakely would prefer curtains on the bedroom.
I heard that.
Yeah, okay, good. Right on.
Note to self.
Note to self. Noted. And Joni, you are so good at this. I wanted to make sure that we had a chance to bring up the sewing classes for adults. I appreciate you kind of bringing this, leading us into it a little bit, because you guys, this at McMillan, sewing classes for adults. It takes place at McMillan the first Monday of each month. Is that correct?
Right. From 1 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and now. In November is open sew, so we'll just if you want to get together and sew. But in December, there will be a special class that we're partnering with the library to make Christmas mug rugs.
Oh, cool.
Do you know what a mug rug is?
I don't, but it sounds awesome.
You put your coffee mug on
Something like this, but made with material.
Yeah, right on. Okay, very cool. Oh, yep. I like this.
Yeah, Kristen, she's got all the kits put together, and so be looking for that information. And then in January, our president, Tina Crummell, will be heading up a class on rug braiding.
Cool. Very cool. And
pretty much that's what they did in those days, James, is they braided rugs. We've got a barn loom upstairs, and that's basically what that does. It went from farm to farm in the fall, and the people saved their rags all year round, and then they braided rugs that they'd have for the next year or so, and this is a loom that's too big for an individual house, but we've got it upstairs because we have no place else to put it. But it's a huge barn loom, but it comes apart down to the minutest material, so it can move easily.
Very interesting. And I don't know if you know this or not, Joni. Maybe you do. I only heard about this in the last couple of weeks from my students. They're from among young people. There is this rise to learn more about sewing, that there's this like gap between generations that just didn't even know how to sew. So a lot of the younger generation, I mean like younger generation, is really getting into sewing, wanting to know more about it. So this is a perfect time to be having a class like
it
this.
Is.
It's
really
cool. Yep. I imagine you're going to get some a bunch of different types of people, you know, ages-wise and everything with those classes.
McMillan actually has 4 machines of their own.
Oh, that's right.
So if you don't have a machine and you want to find out what this is all about, that now's the time to do that.
Yeah, I appreciate that,
Joni. It's like when we were in high school, James. All of us wanted to get into home ec because that's where all the girls were, but yes. I don't know how much sewing we wanted to do.
I was one of those. Yes, I was guilty of that myself, Mike. Appreciate you guys letting us know about that one. If you want to find out more about that, and of course, the Spirit Walk, you can go to historicpointboss.com to find out more information about those.
And just a reminder, James, for everybody, that's on two Saturdays, the 18th and 25th, 6 to 8 p.m., so if you can't make the first one for some reason, come to the 25th or vice versa. And also, a lot of times we see people come on the 18th, they bring their friends on the 25th, so they come two times. They liked it so much.
And if you're lucky, you're walking out there in the moonlight, the darkness, you'll hear a coyote.
Just adds to things. Oh, I love it. You have the live surroundings, the live soundtrack, if you will, of the great area over
nature,
there. It's a great time. It's a wonderful time. And especially if you haven't been to the Historic Point Boss before or in a while, this is a great one to come on down to. Historic Point Boss Spirit Walk, Saturday, October 18th. And then on the 25th, a week later, 6 to 8 each day at 364 Wakely Road in beautiful Nakusa. As Mike was mentioning before, that 8 o'clock end time, we want to get there around 7:30, really.
Because they'll go out after 8 o'clock, but they stop taking groups at 8 o'clock.
So make plans, get on there. And I'm with you, Mike. Take in both sides. Saturdays. It's going to be a good one for both of them. And really, like a lot of live productions, there's no reruns. They're all unique and different.
Yeah, and if you saw it one week, the characters say different things the next week. It's just because it's a lot of ad lib.
Yeah, it's a fun time. It's a good time. Joni, Mike, thanks so much for the time and everything you guys put into the community.
James.
Thanks, James and WFHR.
And a big thank you to all of you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.